It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Tom and Loggy, today, Thursday the 13th of May. Tomorrow, Friday the 14th of May.
Yeah.
That's how calendars work.
Yes.
Saturday, 15th of May.
Yes.
Anything popping up in the calendar for you there?
Yeah, mate? I've got something popping up.
What do you got popping up?
I've got to run.
You got to run. You got the Keys of Great Ocean Road Running Festival.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You're a Keys of girl, and and in discussions with them,
yeah,
you've decided, yep, you're going to have a go, aren't you?
Well, they've inspired me that I can do it.
Right. So what are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
I'm doing a 6K run.
Amazing.
Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
The weather is apparently absolutely atrocious, but
no,
you know what?
Right.
You never say die.
And also, you won't overheat.
Yeah, which I'm known to do.
Yeah.
Also, works well for the thighs slapping together, you know,
okay,
the chafe.
Well,
it'll just, the thighs will just slide past each other.
It's very graphic. Can you please not describe it like that?
Sorry.
So I thought, because, you know, we've known about this for quite a while.
Yeah.
How long ago do you reckon you decided to?
Oh, 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought we would get some sort of, like, progressive update, follow Lockie's journey from no to go kind of kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
However, we've not really had many updates from you on how it's all going, and I'm just concerned because you have mentioned to me a couple of times you're a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
All right. So we're what, two sleeps away?
Yeah, is it? Damn.
Yeah, 36 hours or so ish. Maybe maybe 48 hours.
So
right.
I should go for a run.
48 hours. I think. You should go for a run, but you should also get some advice.
Yeah.
From a professional.
Okay.
So on the line now, he's been very patient. I've had him waiting for quite a while. It's Ballarat's own Commonwealth gold medal winning Steve Monaghetti.
No, it's not.
Morning, Steve.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Loggy.
Is it really?
It's been a marathon performance just in the lead up.
Yeah.
Oh.
It sounds like you've done a lot of talking, not enough running. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, wow. I'm a bit taken aback. I mean, you know, I have your poster on my wall as inspiration. This is a really big deal.
Someone said there's lots of holes in it from all those darts you've been throwing at it. Though. Is that right?
Yeah, and it may be. But look, this is the thing. What? When does the carb loading start, Steve? Can I start tonight? Or?
I think it's too late for any loading. I think you're done. I think you just have a good time and you just come and enjoy the atmosphere. I reckon soak up the atmosphere because you might be in a world of pain.
Wow.
Right.
Soak up the atmosphere before and soak up the atmosphere afterwards, I reckon.
Okay.
Hey, it's great that you're getting involved. It'll be a beautiful weekend. It is looking like the weather's not going to be great, but at least you were exercising and warming up, so you'll be fine.
Yes. Mm.
Steve. Give us some tips, mate. What can she do? You know, especially because we've all been there, right, where we've been running and you get to that point where you're like, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
How do you push through that kind of gear?
Yeah, and that's if that happens once a gun goes, then you're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
But hopefully that happens sort of along the journey. Now, you'd be fine. It's 6K and it's beautiful. You're actually running out towards paradise.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't get to paradise and you've got to turn around and you've got to leave paradise and come back. So, no, you just get on. There's not much you can do now. You've been doing a bit of strength work.
You'll be fit
and aerobically you'll be okay, but you just that'll just remember that mental strength of knowing that we're all going to be watching you and looking at you and hanging shit on you if you don't finish, you know, all of those positive reinforcements that you need along the way.
Amazing. I mean, this just eases any anxiety I had. It's really good. you know how I know I have a lot of mates who've done marathons and they take, like, lollies with them. Am I able to do that on a 6K or is it kind of, am I not allowed to take sugar with me on the run?
Of course you are. Yeah,
okay,
you
good.
Might be out there for as long as a marathon, so you probably need all the help you can get. So you can take plenty of lollies. Take a backpack. Take a day pack.
Steve, I've heard that, you know, part of marathon running is just keep going kind of thing, and so it doesn't matter really how fast you're going. Obviously, if you want to win, it does, but if you just want to finish, it doesn't matter how fast you're jogging, and you can actually jog slower than you walk. Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, I have a saying where you're either walking or you're running. So if you're not walking, you're running, and it doesn't matter what pace you're doing. And it's just great to get out there and, you know, push yourself a little bit and see, challenge yourself, see what you can do. So, you know, when the gun goes, you put one foot in front of the other. That way you're closer to the finish line, and then you just keep doing that for half an hour, and, you know, you'll be right. Before you know it, you'll be back at the finish line.
I'm keeping this. I'm going to keep that bit of audio and put it on my iPhone, and I'm just going to constantly replay it. I'm very excited that you've had a chat to me today, Steve. Wow, Tom kept me in the dark. That was great.
I'm also going to put on your phone the hanging shit bit.
That'll
be motivation. Look, we've got to wrap it up and get to 7:30 news, mate, but it's going to be a big festival across the 2 days, lots of free activities. There's two hubs as well, Apollo Bay and Lawn, isn't there?
There is, Tom, yeah. Lots of other things to do, but also some trail runs this year, marathons, half marathons, really busy run. I'll have a run the 14K on Saturday, so just a great weekend. Good to see mass participation events back.
Yes, it is indeed. And everybody, you can still register if you want to run. All the details at greatoceanroadrunfest.com.au. But even if you're not into the running side of things, just get down there and see all the free activities and get involved at the hubs. Thanks so much for your time and your encouraging words.
You.
Steve Monaghanny.
Good to chat. Come see Loggy.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Take you back to your teenage years.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe you still get around a UDL.
I love a noodle. Love a noodle. Not always. Like, if it were at a festival or something, it's just like a palate cleanser, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't mind a noodle. There was a stage where I was off the oodles, but, yeah, I've been back.
I think everybody goes through that.
Yeah.
I was more of a Red Bear guy.
Oh, I was just about to say, you seem like a Red Bear.
Red Bear and Woodstock.
Yeah, I had the extra mils on the Woodstock.
Yeah,
remember that was a thing.
Cans, yeah.
No, bigger.
Oh, the bigger cans. Sorry, I meant the smaller cans with the extra alcohol.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a drink that nearly every Aussie's tried at least once or many times in their lives, mainly after having just turned 18. Because let's be honest, it's cheap, tasty, and gets the job done.
Yes.
The UDL is getting a makeover.
Oh.
Yeah. It's often branded the bogan drink of drinks, no matter what its references. UDLs have become part of Aussie culture since its inception 56 years ago.
56 years of oodles.
56 years of UDLs. I wonder what flavours they had 56 years ago.
Mutton.
Yeah, mutton. Lard.
Love me that sweet lard taste.
Stale bread. not quite that old, but anyway, from generation to generation, it's held on to its reputation of being the ultimate go-to pre-drink, saving many young adults from having to fork out money they don't have on cocktails they can't afford. Side note, pre-mixed drinks, not super cheap anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Now, UDL is going old school with a completely new design to bring back the best of the past with a bright retro can look.
Oh, you've sold me.
Been loved in Australia since 1965.
Okay.
Do you reckon they were selling them in Geelong in 1965? 100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Geelong crew love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's undergone a few pack redesigns over the years. This is the first time the makers have looked to the past for inspiration. I'll show you the cans.
Okay. I remember the can currently. It's like that blue.
It's a dark blue, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, and then depending on which flavour you get the lime is green.
Yeah.
And
Just knocked over a laptop there.
That's okay. Oh, very cool. They're kind of going down the vibe of what crafty beers are going for with their cans at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a teal. It's a teal instead of a light blue. And this one is a lime colour, I think. So it's got pictures of limes on it as well.
Yeah, and then there's the passion fruit, which is purple.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a 90s kind of vibe.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it? And 90s are back.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So if you're going to the bottle shop, just destroying the studio here. If you're going to the bottle shop this weekend looking for UDLs and you can't find them anywhere, just ask because the cans will look different.
Yeah, they look like that potpourri-style beer that you like to drink.
Also, maybe don't ask because you will be judged.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Everyone's talking about this morning. And if you're not yet, that's why I'm here to inform you.
Okay.
Okay. It's all about space hum.
Okay.
Okay, there's a hum out in space and everyone's talking about it. God, you're really good at that.
Thanks, mate.
You're good at humming. I have heard that before from other people too.
I'm a massive hummer.
Yeah. NASA's Voyager 1
yes.
was launched in the 70s, right? And it was only supposed to be out in space for 5 years.
Right.
As well as Voyager 2, which went up after them, right? Sister crafts. These two, Voyager 1 and 2, very famous crafts.
Yeah.
5 years. Oh, no, wait, they're still going.
Now.
They are the furthest piece of Earth space equipment that we have currently floating out in the universe.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have just been sending data back to NASA ever since.
Do you know what? They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they used to.
Elon Musk can send us to Mars, but he can't do what they did with the Voyagers.
Exactly, right? And all that Chinese rocket business. I mean, there's a joke there.
Or just, I think we just call them rockets, mate.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
What?
It was a rocket from China.
Yeah, okay.
It was a Chinese rocket.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Rockets can come from anywhere, mate.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so there has been detected by Voyager 1.
Yeah.
22 billion kilometres away.
That's a fair way.
Like, how do you even, I mean, does that even register in the brain?
Yeah.
Not for me, whatever. You could throw out any number, I'm like, long way.
70s, yeah, they went out.
70, 77.
77, so
yes,
what?
43 years ago.
43 years.
Mm.
It's like driving to Cairns.
Pretty much.
You set out here today, you'll get to Cairns in 43 years.
Yeah, and what you record and send back home will make news everywhere. Including this. This is the hum.
Oh, you've got it.
I've got the hum.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if it'd be as good as your hum.
If this is you just humming, I'm going to be wild.
No, it's not. Okay. I'm not that funny. This is the actual hum. Wait for it. Is that not creepy?
Yeah.
That is so creepy. A faint, persistent hum of interstellar gas, they said.
I've been known to let off my own persistent hum of interstellar gas myself.
And you can call me Voyager just picking that up.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Lyrical.
Ba-da.
Left me hanging.
Sorry, mate. It's too busy making eyes at Adam. Welcome, mate.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm getting
there. We're good. We're good. We're pumped. We're ready.
Yep.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Yep. Was it you the one last week or was it Loggy? I can't remember.
I don't think I was here. I was. I was first day back, wasn't I? And I did win.
I think it was a clean sweep from memory too.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do we have to reminisce?
Nah, it's nice. Is there a theme today?
Nah, it's
a
bit of a mixed bag today, really. So
that could be the theme, which is
always fun.
Mixed lollies. Okay, here's how the game works. Adam reads lyrics to songs like they are your day job, like you do in a news bulletin. And we have to guess the artist and the song title. If you get it half wrong or completely wrong, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics.
Yeah.
Our names are our buzzers.
Tom!
Loggy!
I think we're ready to play. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That was quite aggressive, that one.
I'm pumped.
Okay, here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face
Loggy!
Before.
Oh, yes.
Loggy?
Okay. It's coming in the air. It's in the air tonight. It's Phil Collins.
Yeah, it is. Well done.
We were just talking about Mr. Collins this morning, weren't we?
Yeah.
Must have heard you.
Thank you. He's in my heart. Yeah.
You'll be in my heart. That's his song from Tarzan.
And I'm a bit Susu Studio today.
Yeah, you are. Okay, all right. Well, that was good. That was a good start, mate. Good pick up.
Okay.
Good pick up. I knew it, but I didn't quite get there as quickly as you. Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Caught in the moment, midnight in the room. My breath and heart got taken by you. I'm just a girl who's...
Loggy? Okay, I'm going to say it's Midnight Sky, Miley Cyrus.
Incorrect.
Damn. I had a punt.
I know I've got the tune in my head, but I haven't had time to... Fast forward the lyrics, so if you wouldn't mind continuing for me, please.
Absolutely. Who's got nothing to lose and got butterflies? But I'll stop if you want me to. And it's almost perfect tonight as the storm is raging outside. One kiss and I open my eyes.
Yeah, you know, love songs ain't for us.
Tom. It's Amy Shark and Keith Urban. Love songs ain't for us.
It is. Well done. Yeah, you know,
this song has grown on me.
It's a good song.
Yeah. You were really vibing it. Was it yesterday when we played?
Yeah,
like, God, I love this song. I was like, really?
I know. It's really? Odd. But it's good.
It's a good song. It's just weird that you like.
Emotions, you know.
Here we go. This is the tiebreaker. 1 point apiece. Ooh. This is the okay, well, stop swinging things around. Here we go.
It's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling like every other morning before.
Yeah, I know it.
Now I wonder what my life is going to mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half mile an hour, and I started staring
at Tom. Oh. It's wrong, Thomas. Look how far we've come. Or Matchbox 20, how far we've come.
No, hang on.
It is Matchbox 20.
You've had many of those in the past, my friend.
Oh, it's always convenient when it's
You're
Tom,
on the right
isn't
track,
it?
So.
Always so convenient.
Rob Thomas is part of it.
I'll allow it.
Thanks, mate.
Well done.
A good round this week,
yeah.
Guys.
Spicy.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
I never knew that people kept foil balloons.
No.
Like, and just kept and kept and kept them forever. Because normally you get a foil balloon, it's exciting, you know.
Yeah.
It's meant to make you happy, right? It is get well soon, the numbers,
it's your birthday,
whatever, any of that stuff,
hearts,
right? And you keep them and you're like, great. And then they start to go, and then you throw them away. And I thought it was like a month thing.
I don't know they make that noise, but I get what you're saying.
Just emotionally they do that.
yeah, don't we all? 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5, because we didn't think this was a thing. Apparently it is a thing, and apparently people around Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine hang on to their foil balloons. Like, for example, Krista in Nor Lane. G'day, mate. How long have you kept yours?
Hello. I've had one for 5 years.
5 years?
5 years. Okay, what one is it? Is it a big one? Is it a small one?
So it's the little one on the stick.
Yeah.
And I got it when I had my daughter, and I've got it, like, I have a baby box from when she was born with, like, all little keepsakes.
Yeah.
So it's one of the keepsakes, and it's still inflated.
Wow.
But, like, big ones from birthdays I just throw away.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all about the little ones then.
It's the keepsakes, right? I get that. But
it takes up a lot of space.
And this is what I was saying before. There's only so much stuff you can hoard. I was talking about this with Carly last night. Like, we would love to keep everything.
Yeah.
Mindy, but if she just does a squiggle on a piece of paper, I'm sorry, it's going in the bin.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
I'd love to keep it, but I just can't. We don't have that much real estate.
I know. Michelle in Altona Meadows, what about you? Did you keep the foil balloon?
Yeah, we've had it for about 6 years now.
Oh,
6 years. Okay.
6 years. Tell us about the balloon.
So it's one of those little ones again on the stick.
Yeah.
Right.
It hasn't got a great memory with it because it was when my dad was in hospital.
Oh.
And they got it for, like, my daughter to cheer her up.
Yeah.
So we've had it for a while, but we still, like, you know, she's a hoarder anyway to start with.
Yeah.
So if she sees me trying to turf the balloon, you know, it's like, it's not going to happen. So it pops up, you know, randomly here and there. So it still hasn't, unfortunately for me, I want it to break, but for her, you know, it's still going strong.
Yeah. Mm.
Get the old pin out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what? You are the adult, so you can probably get away with it, I would have thought. All right, Tricia in Wellington, can you beat 6 years?
Oh, my daughter was 4 and she's still, last year, her balloon was still up in our storage container, which we didn't know it was actually there.
Yeah, right. How old's she now?
12 now.
12?
So, yeah. Oh, 8 years.
Yeah, we were quite surprised 8 years, but I can't believe 30 years with that one that you were talking about earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird. So is that one of the small ones, did you say, as well, or is it one of the bigger ones?
One of the small ones again, and it was frozen. So of course, that's all out now. Once she saw it, she's like, "Oh, I don't want a frozen balloon." So it's gone now.
Okay, so you did get rid of it, but you did have it for 8 years. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. See, a lot of people keep stuff. It's a sentimental value. I get it.
Yeah.
William in Armstrong Creek. What about you with the foil balloon, mate?
9 years.
All right. 5, 6, 8, 9 years. Okay. Well, tell us about your balloon, my friend.
Well, ours is only a small one. We got it made for the day we got married, and it's got my wife and my name on it, and the date we got married was the 1st of December 2012.
Oh, beautiful.
So is it still inflated, or did you deflated.
She's talking about the balloon, by the way.
Yeah. it's slowly going down.
Slowly, yeah.
We've got a few. We've got some that aren't blown up, and we've got one that's sort of going down.
Yeah. I'm sorry, William. Tom's ruined this story for you.
You just need to,
He just ruined it for you, but okay.
Just when the balloon's flat, then, you know, that's when you guys need to make a decision about it.
Okay. Tiffany from Clifton Springs, wrap this one up for us. How long did you keep the foil balloon?
14 years.
Hey, we have a winner!